As you work your way back to your seats, I would invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time. Invite the kids to come forward with Mr. Tyler today. Come on up. It looks like he has donuts and cookies. I don't know. I might sit down myself.
All right, good morning, everyone. We tried. Okay. So, as you may notice, I am not Miss Heather. I have a beard, a little bit different. But she couldn't be here today, and I am so happy to get to fill in and help my friend. Here, have a seat. So, for children's time, would you like to come up and get a little snack? I'm not bribing you, but it does help. Well, if you do. So, we're going to start with a little sort of snack thing. As you can see, I've got some cookies, and I've got some donuts. So for each of you, I am going to give one treat, but you have to tell me which is your favorite, okay? You don't have to say it in the mic. We're not going to make it too weird, but just let me know which one you would like. Do you like a cookie or a donut? Cookie. All right, we got a cookie. Don't eat it yet. Just hold on to that. Cookie or donut? Donut. Okay. Oh, come on. Cookie or donut? Donut. We're running low on donuts. It's going to get dangerous. Cookie or donut? A donut. All right. Here you go, buddy. Oh, there, don't use your mouth. We're good. Use your hands. Excellent. Cookie or donut? Oh, no. Cookie or donut? Oh, no. And then everyone else just gets cookies because we're out of donuts. So sometimes that happens in life. We'll do a donut right here. Or, sorry, that's a cookie. And a cookie right here. Awesome. All right, so as you can see, friends, some of us have cookies, and some of us have donuts. Now, I want you to imagine, what if I told you you can only hang out and be friends with people who have the same snack as you? What if I said all the donuts can only be donut buddies, and all the cookies can only be cookie buddies? How would that make us feel? Sad? That sounds right to me. I would be pretty sad about that. Well, in the Bible, there's something kind of similar happening, where people at the time of this guy Peter, who's praying, are divided by a lot of issues, like politics, they're divided by culture and ethnicity and religion, and one of the ways that that is kind of shown in the Bible is through food difference. People who were Jewish could only eat certain foods, and people who were now following Jesus were struggling with what does it mean to be a Christian? How do I follow Jesus and also maintain these sort of dietary restrictions of my faith. But Peter is praying one day, right, like this, he's praying, and he sees this big blanket coming down from heaven with all the foods of the world on it, even like snakes and reptiles and stuff. Did you eat a snake?
Yeah. Ew.
Well, you could if you wanted to, which is the point, but no. And he sees all of these foods coming down, and he hears a voice from heaven saying that he can eat all of these foods, and that which God has made clean, man cannot make unclean. And the whole point of that is to say that it's not just about the food that God has made clean, but it's about every person, that all people are loved by Jesus, and that all people can be friends, and all people can worship together, regardless of their circumstance or where they came from before. And it made it possible for our church to grow and become the church that it is today. And so now sometimes people eat all kinds of different foods. Sometimes people choose to be vegetarian, right, for faith reasons. Sometimes people who are Jewish or people who are Muslim have different kind of foods that they can and can't eat. Oh, yeah, like that. That looks tasty. But at the end of the day, the point is that God loves everyone and that we are all made equal in God, which is exciting. Don't recycle your donut. And so, would y'all like to pray with me today? All righty. Yay, let's put our hands together. I'm glad you said yes. Last time I asked and Lowry said no, and I didn't know how to handle that. All right, friends, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for helping us to see that you love everyone. And help us to love everyone the way that you love us. And to pray, and to listen for your voice, and to hear how it is that you are calling us to be special today. We love you, God. Amen. All right, friends, let's go to Children's Church. Woo! Take your sugar, and I'm going to go take you to another adult, and that's going to be their problem. Let's go!
Right. Thanks.